Previously on Mission to Zix.
You know, Nermit, I gotta hand it to you. When that engineer said they had figured out a way to get us back home, I thought it was gonna be really complicated, but they made it very simple.
Yeah, if you ask me, it seems like nothing bad is ever gonna happen
AJ,
again.
Why would you say that?
AJ.
Why?
Yellow alert. Yellow alert.
Oh, bow before the undying will of the grower mines.
Oh, no!
Impossible. I myself strangled the last Kek in the known galaxy on the surface of Darzax 4.
And yet, here we are, Captain.
Guys, listen, we've gotten the Kek to stand down once before. We just need to get Bargee here. Bargee can talk him down. That's all we need to do.
Guys, Bargee's in a full-dress QQ right now.
You have guaranteed that your assimilation will be incredibly painful.
Captain, permission to be assimilated?
Permission not granted, Lieutenant Hendricks. Okay. Resist! Resist those Kek!
Well, hello? Grow a mind?
Barterian G, you must meet our son.
What?
What?
Hold on.
We have a son, the Britzling of the Swarm, and you must meet him. The dawn of a new caste.
Wow.
It is not a weaver. It is not a royal drone. It is not an auroch. It is not a soldier.
Okay. Yeah, we remember that.
It is not a queen.
Uh-huh.
I'm releasing a pheromone to instruct all of my children to stop their onslaught.
This is also mostly fecal matter, I assume.
Is it fecal matter?
Yeah. Certainly smells like it. Smells like it, too.
It's on my lungs.
So they're standing down, and look, all the bugs have gone away.
Argerian Jade, I promise you, if you come to the planet, you will be compelled to become Queen of the Swarm.
Whoa, Bargee, Queen of the Swarm?
Jeffrey, grow a mind. How many times did I tell you? What happened in the past is over.
Wait,
and no
your
many...
first name is Jeffrey?
I haven't been called that name in years.
Grow a mind, I have no interest in you.
Bargee,
okay? But there's one thing I promised myself after I disappointed Tree Boy or whatever the name is at this moment.
Your son?
Yeah, but what are they
Bargee,
now?
You gotta remember that name.
Yeah,
that's important.
Tree Boy, Lagoon Kid, anyway.
Lagoon Kid?
I promised myself I would never let my next child down. I'll meet my son. Take me to my son.
Guys, the device is nearly complete, and it seems like the attack has paused. Now's the time.
Nermit.
Yeah.
The plot has thickened a little bit, Nermit.
Okay.
We have to get on Bargee and go down to the Grower Mind's home planet.
Oh, come on. Not right now? We're gonna go back to Zix. Come on.
If the Bargerian Jade does not comply, I'll be compelled to continue my attack on this ship. I will assimilate all energy sources and assimilate all living creatures. I will also release more fecal pheromone.
Okay. All right, we're coming. We're on our way.
That's going to do it.
We put it that way.
Jeez.
Captain, we must open mouth kiss.
No! I'll never... Kek strength is too hard to overcome.
Wait. Where is it going?
What a stroke of luck. Captain's log, supplemental. The Kek have mysteriously ceased their attack on the RSS Synergy. They've become consumed with molting their exterior shells. I don't know how much time this has bought me, but I'm making my way to the bridge of the Synergy with hopes of sending a distress beacon to Ku headquarters. Let's see if we can save the remaining survivors of the Synergy. And perhaps even dispatch of our Kek nemesis before they're allowed to grow any stronger. I regret when we made first contact with them, but we've been fighting them for generations. We may yet win this day.
Gym down the avenue to maintain your physical wellness, right?
Yeah.
And you also gotta get your highlights redone at the salon, even though they fired you.
I did the best highlights in the whole salon.
But you stole the janitorial supplies, Justine. You brought it on yourself!
Mom.
I know, I'm just saying. Going to therapy is just like all of that. It's routine maintenance for your mental and emotional wellness to prevent you from going out of control and punching an old man at the yoga studio in the face again.
Are you making fun of me?
I don't know! You're very sensitive and also very aggressive, Justine, just like me.
Thank you.
BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist.
Okay.
It can be more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours.
Oh, wow.
You invest all your time in men who don't love you because everyone's trash.
Mom.
So why not invest in this? Why did AJ leave you, Justine?
Mom, it's fine. He was good for you. Just chill.
Anyway, I heard you can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/ZYXX.
Wow. All right. But,
don't give me that look. I'm recommending this to you, okay? Everything is trash, and people keep judging my cheese. Okay, maybe I should also consider therapy.
Really? I'm so proud of you.
I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
BetterHelp.com/ZYXX.
I love you so much.
Ah!
So this is wild that the actual Keck brain is in the Fem Galaxy.
What are the chances, right?
Yeah, but we, like, met the grower mind, right? What's this brain that you're talking about?
AJ, the grower mind is sort of like a central nervous system that's connected to every Keck in the universe.
Whoa.
And we're gonna meet the brain, the head bug.
Okay. Follow-up question. Is there gonna be honey on this planet?
Honey.
What are you talking about?
Like space honey. Like Keck honey?
Space honey.
What is space
AJ,
honey?
What?
I don't know.
Yes, wait, let him describe it.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah, I mean, we were, you know, it was kind of a myth. You know, all the Clints, we'd be sitting around the kind of power generator at night talking about the Keck, and somebody told me once that there was space honey. If you kind of crack them right, you know, you can get some of the space
AJ,
honey.
Was this maybe an older Clint?
Yeah, I mean, it was the Clint that was, he was a real, this guy was an asshole. Like, this guy was, no one liked him.
And he suggested that you crack open the Keck and suck out the honey?
Yeah, I tried it a bunch of times, and it tasted awful, and I puked a bunch of times, but...
Mm-hmm. Did it taste like the pheromone smell?
Yeah, it tastes like farts, yeah. If the space honey's going to be anywhere, it's going to be on this planet, right?
If you see any, let me know.
Got it. Honey alert activated!
Oh, man, wow.
Honey
I've
alert.
Never seen that beacon on the top of your helmet before.
Yep. Honey fire.
Wow, look at all these craggy mountains and canyons down there. Sort of creepy.
Yeah, I kind of got the sense it would be a little nicer. I mean, this is where the boss lives, so...
Yeah, that's true. I don't get the impression that Keck really needs a lot of, infrastructure. They kind of make their own fun, you know?
You know what I think the planet looks like? A lot of broken promises.
It actually does look a little bit... Yeah, I can see that, actually, Bargie.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? I'm pretty sure it's not my son.
Whoa.
Oh, heavy, Burge.
Oh, boy, Burgey.
Insignificant beings.
Oh.
No. Yes.
I forgot we...
Oh, I was just saying how excited I am to meet a son.
Yes.
That is exactly what Bargy was saying, yeah.
So excited for this to happen to me.
Yes, we have been anticipating this day, and you are bestowed with the greatest honor of being the first non-Kek creatures on our planet.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You are being escorted to our central nervous brain.
Really? So you probably pulled out the good space, honey.
AJ.
I don't think it's happening, buddy.
We can offer you a ceremonial liquid upon entrance of the sacred cave.
Oh. I'm not going to want to take that.
Sort of more than I expected,
does it involve... How many pheromones are in it? Be honest.
It is but one pheromone. A mixture of...
How many T's in the butt?
Oh, that Keck just pulled out a little pointer.
Hundreds of millions of years ago.
Yeah, it lights up at the end.
During the first awakening of the genetic material of...
Yes! Yes!
Where'd you get that little hat? I like that. So official.
It's made of mucus, and I've...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's
I formed it, yes.
Yeah, a little mucus tour guide hat. Very nice.
Yes.
It's also weird that they made us bring a weaver on board just to stand here and... narrate what was happening. They should have just, they could have just given us coordinates.
Yeah, we know how to get places.
Do we?
Mm. Where was I? Ah, yes. Hundreds of millions of years ago, a meteor hit this planet carrying the amino acids that started the perfect genetic line that was to be the Keck. Given eons of evolution and genetic manipulation, we have developed overcannons that have spread our seeds into the inhospitable environment of space. Yeah. Our eggs are able to hibernate indefinitely until they eventually run into something. Through this process, we've been able to assimilate dozens and dozens of galaxies in this cluster.
Mm-hmm.
Any superior genetic material we assimilate to continue to create the perfect caste system that starts with the queens, royal drones, the Aurochs, the weavers, and the soldiers.
You're right, this is fascinating, but this part I think we sort of already have heard.
Well, if you look out the left-hand side of the vessel, you can see a vast ocean of brain fluid that has been feeding our brain for thousands and thousands of years.
Cool.
And how does that stay, plentiful?
We harvest the cerebral material from other creatures across the galaxies.
Oh, so this is more like a reservoir. It wasn't naturally on this planet. It's sort
it's
of
just
a
big bowl of brains.
Yeah.
It's like a potluck.
Hey, look, they're all watching my movie.
Wow, big fans.
Right, the Bargerian Jade's films are incredibly popular here.
You're not just playing it because Bargy is coming to the planet? This actually happens on a regular basis, be honest.
It can be both.
That's true.
You know what? Got me there.
He's a fun tour guide. He's fun.
What can I ask? What movie is the one everyone likes the most?
The one that everyone likes the most? Ship it, check it, chuck it.
Oh, interesting choice.
Oh, wow. That was the surfer
choice.
That was the surfer rock musical, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Bargy, are you going to be able to catch this wave or what?
Ship's up, dude.
Ship's up, Bargy.
Wow.
My co-star died.
Are we flying into a cave right now?
Okay.
Look at this place.
It's all drippy.
Cool.
All of these are secretions that we've hardened over time, made by the swarm.
Secretions? So is this like a honey cave?
We are
like...
approaching the very outside of the brain. We must land here. It is unsafe to fly any further.
Okay. Grower Mind, do you want us to come out, or is this sort of just between you and Bargy? What's...
Your lives and actions at the moment are inconsequential.
Okay, all right.
Do whatever you like.
Okay, fine.
Great.
Thank you. I guess we should probably go, just in case.
Let's see if there's honey. Let's see. I want to poke that brain.
AJ, I just don't want you to be disappointed if there isn't any honey.
I promise I won't be disappointed.
I don't think you can promise that, buddy.
But I really hope there is honey.
the first non-Kek species to lay eyes upon the brain of the grower mind.
Am I the only one who's sort of expecting it to be bigger?
Yeah. This is what? Plek, this is a pretty big brain.
I mean, its brains go, it's big, but it's the size of, like, Jan's minivan.
Yeah.
Arzarian, Jane, now that you are able to see my true form, what are your true thoughts?
Oh, look at it wiggling while it's speaking. It's so weird, the brain's, like, wiggling.
I still must speak to you through this royal drone. The brain does not have a mouth or vocal cords.
Right.
But it's definitely excited.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. All those illuminated tendrils connected to the mucus stalactites?
Listen, I'll say this, okay? Your personality is what I someone help me out here.
I'm attracted to.
I don't know what you're going for.
I think she's trying not to say that.
Like you say, like, you know, that's kind of weird looking, but you don't want to offend them because they're going to probably destroy and kill all of you if I say that.
Right.
Oh. But, like, in a kind way, be more like, it's a personality, even though it really honestly wasn't. It's just I was in a low part of my life, and then I got good again, and then I got low again, and then I got good again, and then I got low again. And generally, they coincide whenever I'm going through, like, a low period of my life, because I kind of am, like, shameless, and I don't really care about personality or physical features.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if she knows what they are.
But, like, how do I, like, say that, but, like, in a really nice way so they don't, like, kill you?
Maybe tell them they're brave?
Wait, I know what to say, I know what to say. Hmm. Yes!
Excellent! That is the answer I expected!
Oh, good answer, Brunchy. Good job. Yeah.
For the first time in thousands of years, the first member of the new princeling caste of the Kek will be revealed. The offspring of the Grower Mind and the Barjarian Jade!
I just remind you that nothing ever happened physically between Jeffrey and I. So, like, scientifically, this never would have come to be.
I mean, yeah, I don't really get how any of this works, Bargie. So.
Wow, Plek, really? Here, you're gonna bring that up?
No, I don't mean like a shiphole thing.
Wow. Where is my son?
Behold.
Boy! Oh, no. Is he all right?
Does that bug have one wing?
Yeah, like Bargie, but in a misguided way.
Bargie doesn't really, like, vomit eggs.
No.
It's not really so much a vomit as it is a hoil, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Fair.
Yeah.
And the sound.
Hello, new friends, and apparently this is my mom lady here to say hello.
I don't see any resemblance, honestly.
I'm your son, Grobo!
Grobo! Grobo!
Okay. I'm the newest level of perfection of the swan!
Bargie, I took parts from all of your movies and created. Created Grobo in your image.
Oh no.
Your perfect image.
Wait, so, Grower Mind, the princeling is an amalgamation of Bargie movies?
That is correct.
Oh, boy.
You see, he has your perfect acting chops.
God, you act real good, Mother. I can just trip over this ottoman. But, whoa!
Oh, no.
That's pretty, honestly, a good pratfall.
Yikes.
Grobo, sure, but at what cost?
Luckily, his fall was cushioned by all the eggs he had vomited.
Toodles is what I doodles.
Oh, wait, I know that line. Are my movies bad? Is this what
No.
I'm almost the ship, but I'm not.
Is it weird that I see the resemblance?
Grobo, you're an actor?
That's what I am. I was bred to be an actor and make these perfect eggs to send out across the universe, Layman!
Oh, boy.
Listen, Bargie, isn't that what you wanted? You know, I know you and Blimpy have always had a lot of tension because he didn't want to follow in your footsteps, and now here's Grobo, who really seems keen on...
Okay.
Now that you have have seen our son. You must take your rightful place by our side. Become queen of the swarm. All worlds and the creatures will be yours to control.
Can I have a moment with Grogu to connect?
Yes.
Hello, Grogu. I am the Bajarian Jet.
Dad told me a lot about you.
Oh, that voice. I thought.
This voice is genetically manipulated to be perfect. Oops, I'm gonna fall down again.
Oh, Grogu.
I, feel angry looking at it.
What about listening to it?
Grogu, it was nice to meet you, but I now have to go. Thank you very much. Good luck with everything. I'm sorry.
Bargy, I think we have to...
Where in the David?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's crying.
Grogu,
I am not your mother, okay? Yes, you were created using the essence of my films, compiled together to create whatever it is that you are.
Wendelaven! Daddy was right about you!
This is quite unfortunate. My trillions of hearts are cracking open because of your lack of empathy and love for our family.
This is riveting. Really wish I had some honey to eat.
What does that have to do with anything? AJ, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I just thought
honey is not something you eat while you watch.
Royal drones secrete the ceremonial battle fluid.
Yeah, battle fluid.
What exactly is a battle fluid?
It is a mixture of bile and urine that secretes through our thoraxes.
Technically, space, honey, though. Bugs in space.
There's no way that's good for you.
Oh, bother.
My children, seize these horrible, heartbreaking beings.
No.
You will be assimilated into the swarm. Your callousness and unfeeling brains will help us deal with our emotional problems in the future.
Bargy, take it back. Say you love Grogu. We're all gonna die if you don't.
But I feel nothing for Grogu.
My children, assimilate the intruders and seize the barbarian chain.
No.
Beavers to the left. Horrocks to the right.
Both sides.
Get to the ship! Get to Bargy!
I'm here to kick ass and eat space honey, and I'm all out of space honey.
There was never any space honey, AJ.
I can't believe we escaped. That was terrifying.
Okay, for the record, Darn, I could have taken all of them.
I agree.
Yeah, we could have done it. We just waited.
You know, the Keck as a species are a lot more harrowing in a body like this.
Whew. I mean, I liked Grogu, but the grower mind is...
You?
Wait, you liked Grogu?
You liked Grogu?
Wait, what do you mean? Yeah, he was like...
Come on!
No, I know. No,
we all met
Grogu, but...
Hey, Bargy, how was it like meeting your son? Thank you for asking.
Bargy,
emotional upheavals and downfalls and uphills that I go through.
Sorry, Barge. Near-death experiences make us callous.
Bargy, as soon as we were done saying how much we all didn't like Grogu, we were going to ask you what you thought.
Yeah, so what do you think of your son that we all don't like?
They were the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
What?
Oh.
Coming around on Grogu.
Okay, so it's 4-2, didn't care for, thought was a beautiful thing.
Does it mean that I'm its mother?
Yeah, I mean, right.
It's kind of a tribute to you, if anything.
Yeah, like a cover. Yeah,
you know, Bargy, you just got to take some time to process it. I mean, I think what I learned today is that the grower mind really cares about you. You know, maybe he showed that in a... off-putting and disgusting way, but I think, you know, it's hard to deny.
He means Grogu, off-putting and disgusting.
Yeah, Grogu's affable.
Affable. What? Nerman, were you on the planet with us?
How dare you call my fake son affable?
No, no, it's not. It doesn't mean what you think it's.
Yeah, what the?
What? Bargy. Bargy, I just want to say we're all here for you. That was an emotional roller coaster.
Bargy, the Grower Mind's love for you helped save the synergy.
Yeah.
They called off the attack because of you. Huzzah.
Now we can go home. Because, I mean, like, you know, I'd love to keep talking about Grobo, but, you know.
Yeah, well, we got to fly back. We got to fly through the device. I bet the others have finished it.
Yeah, Bargy, let's get back to the synergy.
Grobo did record a final message for me, though.
Oh, no. Really?
I feel like we could all just skip over this.
Let's see the clip.
Hi, Mommy Bargy! It's your favorite son, Grobo!
That's so loud.
I just wanted to say you left without saying goodbye. So, Mommy, I miss you, and I hope to see you. And I'm gonna fall down again.
Well, that's certainly something.
Classic Grobo.
I gotta say, this feels like a perfect capper to this crazy few months in this galaxy.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. Does anyone else... is it just really dry on that planet, or...
C-53, are you all right?
Yeah, what are you itching so much?
Yeah, my eye is just really bugging me.
If you keep rubbing it like that, it's not gonna fix it.
Yeah, but it's just like...
Oh, my rod, C-53, your eye is...
Is it red? Is it...
Well, yeah, you keep scratching
it. It's red, but it's also green and purple. Oh, no. Guys, I'd recognize that enormous, disgusting eye anywhere. C-53, did you get ovipositive down there?
I got poked in the eye by a Keck, but I'm not organic. They can't assimilate
droid. No, but C-53, you have an organic body. What's going to happen?
Flesh and squish.
Ow. Oh, no.
Oh, that's a rookie mistake. Yeah, we would always laugh about the idiots who got ovipositive.
This is not the time. You know what? Maybe it'll just stop growing, and then C-53 will have great vision for the next few months.
Yeah.
And it'll turn out to be some... Oh, no, it's even bigger now.
I see. Why don't you go into the closet where I keep all my moist cloths?
Yeah, Bargy, I gotta say, I don't know if you're looking at C-53 right now. I think he may be a little past a moist cloth.
But really I have doing a whole much. Closet dedicated to moist cloths.
Okay, guys, we need to do something. C-53, where's your cube? We'll take it out, we'll shoot the Jeremy body into space, and we're all good.
Plek, I have no idea what Dr. Traumaticor did. My cube is suspended in wet meat, all right? If you tried to pull out the cube, I mean, you risk shorting out my entire data matrix.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Let's do it.
AJ.
Got a knife
AJ.
In my boot.
No, AJ, stop. No, okay, Bargy, fly fast. We have to get back to the synergy. Maybe we can talk to the...
But you don't want the moist cloth.
No, I don't think... I mean, we can try it, I guess.
Yeah, his head's sort of, like, pulsing.
Oh, his plaid pants are undulating.
Wow, is that part of it?
I don't know. It's all very new to me.
Stay with us, C-53. Stay with us. We're almost back to the synergy, okay? Yeah. We're here with you, and no matter what happens, you're going to be okay.
Okay, I'm trying to hang on, Fleck. It's just getting old. Jeremy, you've done it now. I gotta do it. I smell it.
Wait, if you all do it, I'm gonna do it too.
What does that mean?
It's moist cloths or just flying out of my head.
It's wet cloths. My head is going apart.
Jeremy broken half today.
Oh my rod, it's a weaver.
All right, we're gonna take him out.
This is a mercy killing. This turned into a mercy killing situation.
I killed him once. I'll do it again.
Make it quick, Dar.
Dar.
He was my friend.
No.
I don't want to watch.
Come here, my sweet friend.
They seem to be relishing it a little bit.
Yes, I don't want into Dar's bosom.
They're about to do a classic head explosion.
No, wait. It's still me. It's still C-53.
What?
Wait, stop. C-53?
Yes, yes, it's me. The assimilation stopped when it hit the cube. I don't know, maybe they assumed this was an organic body and my cube was some sort of prosthesis.
Oh my Rod, you're okay?
I mean, I think so. How do I look?
Awful. I feel like I should still pop your head like a champagne bottle.
AJ, no, Dark, stop. No. What? It's not a... This isn't a vote.
C-53, what a tragic fate it must be to have your cube entombed in a disgusting bug creature.
To be perfectly honest, this is... a lot more my speed.
Wow, look at him skitter.
Right, well, I guess
wow.
I'll...
Wow, you, look at him skitter.
Skitter.
Yeah. You like this body better than Jeremy?
I mean, it's not worse.
What?
At least the tubing knees work, you know? Huh. Look how dexterous these pincers are. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look how fast I can type.
Wow.
Yeah, they were close to this kind of speed with Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe there's just, like, less meat for all those synapses to go through.
It seems really great. Hey, should we still kill him?
No, Adrian. We can't kill him.
No, okay.
Of course, no. That's not what we were going to.
We have to ask him one important question. Do you have space, honey, or do you make it, or what?
Shall scream a primal scream. The listener shall hear the blood in our throats as we wail our angst to every corner of the galaxy.
Dirk, you are a musical genius.
Thank you.
Ruthless and uncompromising.
True, true.
But everyone knows that I, Korzak, am the sensitive lyrical one.
Yes.
The juxtaposed dynamic is what makes Tatch's sound so enduring and listenable. Thus, I think we should end this song with Flowers Are Nice.
Korzak, you fool! It is a song of suffering!
But, Kirk, what if at the end we were like, flowers are nice?
Fine.
Another Tatch classic.
Krozak, listen to me. We are recording our second album. After the unmitigated success and universal acclaim of Eyeball Rupture, the critics will undoubtedly be waiting to pounce on any sign of a sophomore slump. How will we meet the high expectations of angry teens throughout the galaxy if we do not step it up a notch?
I am so glad you asked, Kirk, for I have the key to excellent sound. A flawless conduit for our infernal shrieking to ensure that our bloodlust and love of flowers is captured with pristine clarity.
Give it to me or die!
Oh, tough choice, but I shall give it to you. Here, I present premium XLR cables and assemblies from IO Audio Technologies.
They are perfect!
With extensive backgrounds in the studio and live sound industry, IO Audio Technologies team members have come together to tackle the industry's predominant obstacle, having readily available gear that withstands the test of time but doesn't break the bank.
Only two things matter to me: anger and sensible audio investments.
Ah, yes, everyone knows that space is waste, but do you know what is an even bigger waste?
A great take ruined by bad equipment.
Exactly.
A perfect song undermined by faulty or worn-out cabling.
Yes.
A mighty scream into the night rendered muddy by hisses, static, or lying noises.
Yes, Kirk, yes.
Krozak,
yes.
This is the key to the success of Thatcher's next album.
Indeed, their engineering staff are eager to aid in customer design and product selection from project start to finish.
These cables are not enough. We must buy more!
Fear not, Kirk. We may visit ioaudiotech.com/ZYXX to purchase many more, also to find out more about the products, and this way we will ensure our musical domination.
ioaudiotech.com/ZYXX. I love you.
Good job, everybody.
Thanks, OptiSoft Shine.
I'm Brock.
Horsehat, you really took us over the finish line on this one.
I found it.
I just can't believe it because, well, honestly, good stuff doesn't really ever happen to us, so...
Yeah, it feels suspiciously out of character.
Yeah.
The synergy is, I would say, maybe 70% destroyed, so...
Oh, sure.
I wouldn't say this is a net gain.
Well, they got the civilians off on the warp drive section, so...
That's true.
Yeah.
Hi, Day.
Oh, hey, Sisu. Hey.
Hi. Sisu, hi.
Hey, what's up?
How's everybody doing?
Hey, everybody.
How's everybody doing? Sisu, don't be alarmed. I know my appearance is perhaps somewhat unsettling.
Yeah, don't worry, everybody. This is C-53.
Hello.
A friendly Keck? Now I've seen everything.
Well, I don't want any of you to be alarmed, because yes, as you can see, Rolfus is pregnant.
I'm pregnant, everyone.
Wait, how is that possible?
I was impregnated by an alien ball of energy.
What?
It's good. I feel good about it.
Wow.
I keep it. And
Rolfus...
I always wanted a shower. What could go wrong? Alien ball of energy.
Oh, that's cool. I could totally have a baby if I wanted to, too. It's totally cool. I definitely have genitals and can definitely use them.
So. AJ, there's almost no way that's possible for you. I'm sorry.
It's totally fine. I'm not bothered by it.
Congratulations, Rolfus. Wow. What a special time for you.
Yeah, that's why we... I mean, Sisu, do you want to say it or should I?
I think we can say it together.
We're not going back. We're just in sync.
You're not going back where?
To.
Zix.
We're
not going back to Zix with you.
With you.
Say what?
Sorry.
What? You're not coming back with us?
The time here has really given me and Rolfus and everyone who's currently standing behind me time to reflect. And realize that this is a far better galaxy. People are kinder, but in a meaner way. Also, yes, I am running for local office. There wasn't one before, but I created one. And guess what, everybody? I'm projected to win. Wow. I'm also the only one running. But what can I say? I'm having a great time. And ultimately, at the end of the day, no matter what universe we're in, Rolfus and I and the new baby, are family.
Wow.
Also our son.
I'm here too. Ugh, the baby's gonna get so much attention. Ugh.
Well, surely, Hark, you're coming with us.
To be perfectly honest, I feel like I've crashed a fighter on nearly every rosh darn planet in the Zix Quadrant, so it's time for old Hark to seek out some new planets to touch down on.
Wow.
Plus, like, 2/3 of the crew of the Synergy went down in the Keck attack, so they just need flyboys out here maybe a little more than they do in the Zix Squad.
I guess so. Okay.
Right, sounds like it's just Salcatron.
Think again.
What?
I'm living that loaf life.
That's actually a good
you're
point.
Still
yeah,
loafing.
I wouldn't want Salcatron to give that up.
Yeah, wow. Fare thee well.
C-53, is everything okay?
I'm just taking one last look at my coworkers.
I can't look at you! You're disgusting!
Jeremiah, please!
Jeremiah, I
look away!
Feelings.
Look away, you weird bug!
You're a motorized sausage.
Words hurt, Jeremiah.
Point those peepers elsewhere!
I guess this is goodbye. I just want you to know that there.
Yes.
That.
Oh, the baby's kicking.
It's already kicking?
How long has Rolfus been pregnant? That doesn't.
Oh, everyone, put your hand on Rolfus's tummy right now. Every single one of you. AJ, you first.
Okay. At the same
time?
Let's
get the truck out of here. Let's go. Let's do it. Wheels up. Let's get out of here. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's get out.
All right. In that case, Sisu, would you mind firing up the reactors?
Giving you a kiss on the lips? Sure.
What? Whoa. Oh. Ooh.
Ooh, wow.
Wow-wee.
Unexpected.
Ooh, well, can't get out of here fast enough. Let's go, Marty. Look, come on.
The
I'm going to fire up the device.
Thank you, Jushin.
Good luck.
Wow, what a guy.
This is it, guys.
That ring is fired up.
Yeah, it's like a vertical pool of water.
Whoa. Cool.
Well, Bargy, take us through.
What am I doing?
We're going back to the device. We're going back to the ring. We're going back to the Zix Quadrant.
Into the vertical water.
Here we go.
Intact. Whoa. My body feels okay.
Yeah,
it should feel okay. We're in the exact same spot we were before we left.
What?
No.
Well, if we're in the exact same spot, how can you explain this? We're still in the hangar bay.
No, look.
Where's the hangar bay of the synergy in Zix? Do you know what
no,
I mean?
There's no synergy in Zix, AJ.
AJ, think about what you just said.
Okay, Bargy, can we go back through?
Back it out. Guys, I'm going to pop out with the instruction manual and just double check the connections and stuff.
Okay, sure.
So, alright. This looks good. Okay, everything's connected here. And boom. Okay, we do this, that, boom.
Yeah, we're probably fine. You know, it's probably that we didn't put the thing that mounts against the wall up. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think. I think that's just for safety, AJ. I don't think that's.
Oh, yeah. So you don't want to
fall. Can we try turning it off and then back on again?
A great point.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Guys, I don't know. It looks like it's perfectly built. I got all the way to the back page here where there's this...
Why is there a second little cartoon guy with a hammer?
He has his thumb up, though.
Yeah, but there's another guy with his thumb up and a hammer. And a second gate. Why is there two of the same picture on this last page? There's the guy
because
with the hammer.
Because you need to travel from one to the other. We can't do it with just one of these.
There has to be another one at the place we're going?
Yes, Plek. This is what this friendly pictograph is telling us.
But
Rod, what a waste.
But how would we ever do that? The whole point is for us to build this so we can...
So what you're saying is we need to fly through it twice.
No, AJ. There needs to be one in the Zix Quadrant
for us to fly to. Well, then, all we have to do, I guess, is go to the Zix Quadrant and build the other one.
Yes, exactly. You're absolutely right, AJ.
We just gotta get to the Zix Quadrant, and then there'll be no problem.
Well, why don't we just Bargy to the Zix Quadrant?
Which way is that?
Bargy, no.
Hold on. Okay.
We were so close. I thought we had it.
I think we weren't close.
So let me get this straight. We took resources from the ship to build this giant thing that brings the Keck out of hiding after decades of hibernation. They invade the ship and killed a lot of people on board, and all of that was... Now, just let me know if I'm getting this right. For nothing. Just for nothing.
I mean, that's right. I don't know. You have to say it.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. This is all for nothing, everyone.
This one hurts.
Also, I just learned that my show was canceled.
What?
The theater, guys.
Is it because the theater was assimilated by the Keck?
Yes. Also, critics called it unwatchable. So.
Oh, man. Sometimes I wish that I had, like, a telepathic link to the clones. I'd just be like, do this, you know?
Yeah, you could just say, build another gate.
And they'd do it. It's like, what if I was, like, psychically connected to them?
Yeah, what if you had a intergalactic communications network?
Yeah, and access something like
to
that.
A group of workers that you could tell to build something.
Yeah, why are you saying it so slow?
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Just give me a couple minutes here. Wow. Oh, the beams.
C-53, what are you doing?
I really got to glop it out here. Oh. Okay, wow. Ooh, wow, that's big.
Mr. Bookman, what is happening?
Okay, the Keck have a network to communicate
C-53, they only listen to the grower mind.
That's because there's not another intelligence present in the network of the Keck.
Darn.
Now, Now I'm in there, baby. Oh, boy.
Darcy, we
killed Seafood. No, stop. AJ, no, stop. We're all...
I mean, just what is he saying?
What's going on? We gotta kill
explain that again, C-53.
So we met the brain, right?
Yes.
We met the actual grower mind. There's no other minds in the Keck network except for me. Now I'm tapped in. Do you understand?
You could relay the instructions to make the device in the Zix quadrant.
That's right. I'm reaching out. I can see through these other Keck's eyes. They're in the Zix quadrant.
Oh, my rod.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they are very excited to receive instructions to build something. They don't know the difference between an instruction from me and an instruction from the grower mind. Here.
Listen, my children. The grower mind commands you to build this structure for the glory of the swarm.
That's pretty good. That's pretty solid, Steve. Yeah, pretty
convincing,
you got
right?
Real scary when you said that.
Wait, maybe. Did we date once?
No, I don't think... This is C-53, Barchi.
Yeah, Barch.
Oh, yeah, you just sound like someone.
Yeah.
Sounded like someone you used to date? We literally just came from the planet with the brain. We know that person, Barchi.
Yeah, Barchi.
I don't know who.
Barchi, are you depressed? What's going on?
I don't know. I had a thriving career here. And then I meet my son, and now I'm having both things taken away from me. Some, great admission that I don't even really understand, to be perfectly honest.
Is he, Hey, Dar.
Yeah.
Should we kill Barchi?
What? Would you guys knock it off?
What?
Stop.
All right. C-53, this is amazing. You're commanding legions of bugs to do whatever you want. You know, as soon as they figured out the instructions and everything, we'll...
I mean, they're telling me it's done.
What?
Perfectly executed maneuver.
Let me tell them.
Do that.
Another perfectly executed maneuver by the swarm.
Wow. I like when you do that, but it also is terrifying.
Tell anyone about this. Don't build another one.
Good call. That's a good call.
Goodbye.
Yeah. I don't know what his sign-off is.
I
got out of it a little bit. Yeah, sorry.
So I got to say, I think it's pretty... It was good that cool bro Grobo overposited you.
You got to stop giving Grobo
credit. I don't know if that makes me like Grobo.
But, he's kind of getting us home.
It's all working now? We can go home for real now?
I mean... I guess so.
Yeah. See, this portal looks a lot more legit. Like, there's something on the other side of the water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this one looks freaky.
Okay, all right, guys, I guess... Give it another shot.
Bye-bye. Reflectorium. Bye-bye. Galaxy of Grobo.
I do feel a little bit guilty that we essentially destroyed this ship, and now we're bailing on the entire galaxy, but...
I think they might be glad to see us go.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Barchi.
Yo!
Okay, we gotta go. All right, go. Barchi, take us through. Barchi, do you know where we are?
Did we make it? Do people know
Barchi,
my music?
Open the windows.
Is it six?
Bugs out there.
That is.
Whoa.
That is objectively a lot of cat.
Gnarly. Oh, look at the device they built. It's dripping.
Oh, it looks just like our device, except it's made of goo.
And bug bodies.
Yeah, we're back in Zix.
Ugh. This is just like our shiny cool device, except shittier and Zixier.
Yeah.
Ugh. Nope, it just collapsed.
I guess it's pretty good that we went through when we did, because I think we might have gotten chopped in half if we waited any longer.
Yeah. Excellent work, my children. Now disperse, and don't tell me, the grower mind, about any of this.
We're home. We're home.
Yeah, we did it.
Yes.
We did it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I got to go call my parents.
Oh.
Hey, it's just us, just hanging out back in Zix. It feels good.
does feel good.
Yeah, guys, I'm so excited that, like, the OGs are back together again.
Justin.
Hey, Justin.
What? Oh, that's your name, Justin. What?
Seize this survivor and assimilate her.
I know what you're looking for. It's the technology that I have developed.
The technology we've been searching for is in this room.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It is right inside of this laboratory. You should come and get it.
Every tech aboard the ship, set a strategic path following the pheromones to the laboratory.
Oh, yes, yes, everyone come inside, please. Are you all in?
All the tech on the ship are in the laboratory.
Okay, great. Computer, run the program named Enormous Steel Top Boat for squishing.
Are you sure? This will terminate program OptiSoft.
Affirmative.
No! It was a ruse! Our organs and juices!
IT5, credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Plek Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. Lead Envoy C-53, Captain Sirach, Hark Tardigast, and Zalkatron 5000 were played by Jeremy Benn. Dar and Jeremiah Frankenfurter were played by Ali Kokesh. Barging the Ship, Sisu Gundu, Justin Balwi, Christine, and Tatch, co-founder Gurk, were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Nerva Bundeloy and Tatch, co-founder Krozak, were played by Seth Lynn. EJ, Centurion Tittle, and the Keck Swarm were played by Winston Knoll. The Grower Mind of the Keck and Grobo were played by special guest John Robert Wilson. John Robert performs with Thank You Robot at Caveat in NYC and at the Chaos Bloom Theater in Denver. Follow him on Twitter at John Robert Wilso or at JR_PlaysGames. This episode was edited by Seth Lynn and Alden Ford, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Theme music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by famous Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Orchestra mixing by Danny Keith Taylor. Additional music by Shane O'Connell. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for Jerry and Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Since the dawn of time, screenwriters have taken months to craft their stories. But now, three Hollywood professionals shall attempt the impossible. Break a story in 1 hour.
That's right. Here on Storybreak, I, Freddie Wong,
Matt Arnold,
and Will Campos,
the creators behind award-winning shows like Video Game High School,
have 1 hour to turn a humble idea into an awesome movie.
Now, an awesome movie starts with an awesome title.
I chose The Billionaire's Marriage Valley.
Mine was Christmas Pregnant Paradise.
Okay, next we need a protagonist.
So I've heard Wario best described as Libertarian Mario.
And of course, every great movie needs a stellar pitch.
In order to get to heaven, sometimes you gotta raise a little hell. That's the tagline!
Check out Storybreak every week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Joe Firestone.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
And we host After Game Show, a podcast where listeners submit games and we play them regardless of quality with a dozen listeners from around the world.
We've had folks call in from as far as Sweden, South Africa, and the Philippines.
Here's an example. This is a game we called Zooey Deschanel, where you turn a celebrity's name into an animal pun. You have an example, Manolo?
Brad Gorilla Pit.
Oh, that's a pun on Gorilla Pit?
Yep.
I don't know.
That's Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
That's a high-quality game that you could expect.
Dr. Game Show has new episodes every other Wednesday on Maximum Fun.
Check us out, please.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Yeah. The body's like split in half.
My head is going apart.
Jeremy broken half today.
No.
Seth, you're going to go to prison for that one. They're not going to let you out. It's going to be bad.
Oh, no. I love it.
I love it.
Oh, I love it. Oh, boy.